Hey guys, welcome in. It is Brad with College Sportscast. Welcome to another day of As the Wildcats Turn. Right?
Right.
Hang on, I didn't have my show up right. Here we go, guys.
Please have your attention.
It's all a commotion around here.
What are you talking about?
Let them yap at you.
It's actually very exciting.
Hey, guys. Welcome back in. It is Brad with College Sportscast. I have John Hammonds on here with me. We're going to, like, talk about all the stuff that's been going on the last couple of days. Hammonds been following all kinds of stuff, posting all like crazy, I think. So, what's up, Hammonds?
What's up, man? Trying to, you know, I'm not willing to, you know, put myself out there yet because there's too much misinformation out there right now. Like, there's there's too much happening right now,
are following up, and we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about everything that's kind of going on. So this is kind of a 2.0 for this week of the Big Fuss Show. The games are over. We do have some baseball games that we could talk about, but we are going to talk mostly about Kentucky search. And I've got a few other things here tonight, but we're going to talk mostly about that kind of stuff tonight, guys. The first thing I want to bring up is we are growing and growing. We crossed 1,600 on Facebook just yesterday. Now on Facebook, if you are following us, if you are watching us on Facebook, you can help support us by sending stars, or for 99 cents a month, you can help support us by subscribing to our Facebook page, College Sportscast Facebook page. It's just 99 cents a month, and it would help us earn money to make more content like this. Either way, the stars or subscription will do that, and we appreciate that. So I want to get that out right off the bat to start the show off. And at the end of the show, got some pretty big news. So I want to kind of give you guys a little tidbit here. We got some pretty big news of a guest that's coming on. I'm not going to spoil it until the end, but we've got something big in plans, and we will let you know at the end of the show, guys. All right, John. It has been a wild, wild week from Sunday night all the way through till today. Mm-hmm. It's been a wild week. Of course, everybody knows we had a show on Tuesday. You know, Coach Cal resigned from Kentucky on Tuesday. Very next day, on Wednesday, we're going to open the show, and on Wednesday, Calipari was in Arkansas, and, you know, I want to start the show with that because, you know, for Arkansas fans, they seem pretty excited.
Do. I actually like the big boulder right, letters better. I actually like the bigger boulder letters better than I did those. So, but,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of neat. But I'll be honest with you, man. Like, you know, Arkansas is sort of in that feeling like we was when, you know, Calipari came to Lexington. There's just that fresh factor where, you know, just feeling alive again, you know, getting the program rejuvenated. You know, especially with the AD and with the Tyson Food, John Tyson, which was the guy that helped bring Cal to Arkansas. It was a good press conference. I listened to some of it, most of it. You know,
I'm going to be honest with you.
I didn't listen. I just felt like some of the things that he repeated was some of the things that he said in Lexington. And
I'm going to ask you about this because there was one thing I didn't listen to any of it. I tried my best not to pay no attention to it. Just to be honest with you, it's not that I'm really totally upset at Arkansas or anything like that. I'm just over the Calisms. I'm over listening to that. I'm just over it.
Yeah. And some of that was regurgitated during that press conference, during that interview. Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you though, man, like, if you've been around Cal for the last, 15 years, you'll get to understand that he's a very good speaker. He knows how to handle the press.
He's like a politician.
He sort of reminds you a little bit of Donald Trump. And I don't mean that in a political way.
But he speaks. He carries a crowd kind of like a politician.
He does. And, you know, and like I said, there's a lot of freshness there. Arkansas's, you know, they're going into, well, I wouldn't say they're going into a rebuilding stage. Many thought that they would be had this Calipari.
They have zero players.
But what I mean, they kind of like hit the jackpot in a way with Calipari, with the way he recruited and with the NIL and the NBA type thing.
He's going to bring a lot of players with him, and Kentucky's going to have to be over because there's going to be several players playing for him that would have been at Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
And I say this to say this. I really don't want to speak on this much tonight. I just kind of want to get it out of the way. But I thank him for his time here, what he gave us. He gave us probably 15 years of great times. Now, the last 4 years have not been great. You know, missed the tournament in 21.
10 years of great.
The 10 years. You know, missed the tournament 21. First weekend exits the last 3 years. It was just time to move on. It was time to just figure things out and find a way to mutually agree to depart. And I think that's
I wanted to ask you, John, about one thing because I didn't watch it, okay? But I did see a post. It wasn't him actually saying it, but it was in quotations of, and it was talking about at his press conference. Apparently he was asked and he said something to this nature. He said, basically, he caught some heat because everybody wanted, asking him why he wasn't starting Reed Shepherd. And his comment is that he didn't understand why everybody was so upset because Reed Shepherd is still going to be drafted lottery pick, and he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, that was basically the extent of it. Like it wasn't nothing major.
What I wanted to tell you guys is this, and John, you can and you can talk here in just a minute, but I wanted to say this. That alone is the reason why I'm just tired of listening to Calipari, because that alone, that one little snippet, okay, is the reason why he's not at Kentucky anymore. Because he is basically saying that it's okay what happened to the team. It's okay that the team fell apart. It's okay that the team struggled. It's okay that the team, you know, was behind all the time in these games and losing, because Shepherd's going to be fine, because all I'm worried about is the individuals. That's basically what he's saying. And
he's a player's first. He's a player's first coach. He said that since he's been there. He's a player's first coach.
So he's going to a new place, and he's at the press conference. He's just flat saying, it doesn't really matter what happens to the team. I don't give a shit. And that's basically what he's saying. I mean, that is what he is saying. The problem is that he don't care what happens if the team falls apart. He don't care if the team struggles. He doesn't care if the team loses. He don't care if the team has to play from behind. All he's worried about is whether or not his player is benefiting and going to be able to go to the next, you know, go to the next thing.
Yep.
That's all he cares about. And that's why he's not at Kentucky anymore.
Yeah.
So I had to get that off my chest because it's been bothering me for 2 days. I'm sorry, but it has. All right, so let's start with some Kentucky players updates since we were on Tuesday night. We've had
Rob Dillingham went to the pros. He entered into the draft. You had Jaden Quaintance. He asked for his release of his national letter of intent. I think you had Carter Knox. You had Billy Richmond. So most of the majority of these guys are pretty much going to be gone. And it's going to be a complete rebuild. Wouldn't shock me in the least if some of these players move with him to Arkansas. Now, there's a few of them now that I haven't really heard anything on. Now, Boogie Flan, I have not heard nothing on him. I don't know the whole deal with Boogie Flan. I haven't really heard nothing on him because he hasn't really said anything. But I do know on some of those three or four guys that they have – a couple of them has moved on to the NBA, and most of them have – well, I think one of them – two of them, Adu Thierro and Aaron Bradshaw, were in the transfer portal. And from what I heard today, I don't know, it was on Twitter that Aaron Bradshaw had been reached out to by North Carolina. So I don't know the extent of all that. I don't know the interest there, but there's definitely probably some interest there. But
but Bradshaw also put his name in the draft too.
Well, and basically you're just rebuilding the whole program. You're starting from scratch, whatnot. Now I will say this, I have not heard on DJ Wagner. I don't know. DJ Wagner was a Cal guy, and I think what DJ Wagner is going to do, this is just my opinion. I think DJ Wagner is either going to go to Arkansas or he's going to go to the NBA. DJ Wagner is most likely not coming back to Kentucky.
It would shock me if he does, to be honest with you. Of course, the names that everybody wants to talk about is Reed Shepherd. We haven't really heard anything on Reed Shepherd, and we really haven't heard anything on Travis Perry.
Well, I will say this about Reed Shepherd. He had his Reed experience tonight. And all the fans, there was a lot of fans there, and they chanted "one more year" while he was in the building. Like, they was really appreciative of him and what he had done in Lexington. So fans still love Reed Shepherd. So we'll probably know here more here coming up Friday, Saturday. I wouldn't be shocked if this coaching staff wasn't built by Sunday. I wouldn't be shocked if they have a coach at least by Sunday or Saturday night at the least.
So Jordan Burks is another one we haven't really heard anything on.
Yeah, that's another one.
That we really haven't heard anything on.
I think Joey Hart put his name in the portal.
Isovich has already been talking about putting, like, on Instagram, like Arkansas stuff. Carter Knox did today as well. Put something out there that said something about Tyson Chicken or something. I don't know. But
I'll be honest with you here, Brad. I think what you're going to have here, I think you lose everybody, but I think you possibly – now, I don't know. I don't have no inside information, nothing like that, but you might bring back Travis Perry and you might bring back Reed Shepherd, and that's about all you're going to bring back out of this place.
I mean, Jordan Burks is a guy that
he would be a really good fit for a coach that we need.
And I think he just wants to play.
I think he just wants to play ball. But I don't know. Until we get a coach, we're not really going to know what to do. That's the biggest thing. We're stuck without a coach. Like, somebody got in the portal tonight and somebody said, "I wish Kentucky would get him." Oh, wait, we don't have a coach yet. Like, they was making a joke about it. And I was like, well, yeah, we don't have a coach yet, so there's nothing we can really do and reach out to these guys without a coach.
Speaking of that, so along the bottom of the ticker, I'm going to have Kentucky coach search up. We're going to move on to kind of chronological that has happened. So last night, there was some hope. This morning, we would wake up and hear something positive. But unfortunately, with Scott Drew this morning, Scott Drew turned this down overnight or sometime early this morning. And, you know, there was a big ordeal, of course, with Scott Drew yesterday, and they were following planes and everything that's going on.
Restaurants. It's absolutely nuts.
but Scott Drew.
I'll say this about Scott Drew.
He's been at Baylor for 21 years, and his family, that's all they've ever known. He's got kids, and that's all they've ever known.
Well, and they're getting ready to be build a really big house and some things in Waco. Yeah. And here's my thing about the whole Drew situation. Yesterday, Jack Pilgrim made some really good positive comments, but I was kind of taken back by them too, because you know, you never know what's happening on Baylor's side of things and what's happening on Tuggy's side of things, because things can get misinterpreted. Right. But from everything that Jack Pilgrim had said, everything seemed great until
early this morning. Guess.
Well, yeah, but it was late, early in the morning, like maybe 3-4 o'clock. They put out some insider information. Ashley Hodge from a Baylor insider board said that Coach Scott Drew's wife was not comfortable being in Lexington. There was some things with the mother-in-law. I'm not real sure on that deal. I don't know much about that, but said that they really hated to leave Baylor and leave Waco, and that it was just at the time it was just not a good move, not good timing. And he come out and he even said he expressed his faith. You know, Scott Drew is a very religious guy, and he's at
a Christian university.
Baylor
is a Christian university.
Yeah, he's very religious. He believes in what he believes, and I respect that in a man. I respect that about a man that he chose.
A family man. I mean, just a family.
You know, I respect a man that chooses money, or actually, no, let me rephrase that. That chooses his family over money, and that's ultimately what he did. And you can't hate him for that. That's a respect thing out of that. So, we move on, to the next one.
So then today they're flying to New York after the Scott Drew stuff. They're flying to New York and they're going to talk to Dan Hurley's agent, from what I understand. I don't think it was directly to Dan Hurley. I think it was Dan Hurley's agent. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like they were courting him for at least 3 or 4 hours this morning, early afternoon.
Well, and honestly, Mitch Barnhart was willing to drop the bag, like literally.
Oh, yeah. They were pulling up the Brinks truck.
Drive a Brinks truck out in his backyard and just say, you know what, Dan Hurley? Why don't you come on to Lexington? You can be the king. You can be the king of the bluegrass for about 5 or 6 years, you know? But unfortunately, that's not what happened, because Matt Norlander came out and said that there was zero chance of Dan Hurley leaving Connecticut. He loves it there with his family and whatnot. And apparently he was going to get a raise at UConn. So they was going to up the ante on things there. So we struck out again, basically, is what we're at.
So
we're
0-2. So let's be honest, guys. Let's give some credit here to the two guys that turned us down. Scott Drew turned us down to stick with his family. And Dan Hurley is the 2-time back-to-back champion at UConn. And it would be absolutely unheard of in the history of college basketball for a coach to leave a team that you are a 2-time champion of and go somewhere else.
I'm not sure if this was the correct amount, but I don't even know what the amount was. I think it was like 11 million, 12 million, something like that.
11 or 12 million from what I was
told. But it was going to be to where Dan Hurley was going to be
the highest paid coach in the country.
he was going to be the highest paid coach, and he was actually going to be paid higher than Kirby Smart at the University of Georgia. And now we're talking, that's some big bucks we're talking about now, though, folks. So, now it didn't happen. We moved on to somebody else, well, to the different candidates. And then we had a little rumor. Well, I wouldn't say it's a rumor. I actually did get.
Well, let's start from the Hurley thing.
Oh, I thought you was going to go with Mark Pope there.
Really looked like, and we may still be here, but from the Hurley thing, I believe that Billy Donovan is actually next on the wish list. But let's talk about Billy Donovan. He is the coach of the Chicago Bulls currently. Mm-hmm. They are going to be in the play-in game on April 17th, just about 6 days away. And, if he was to lose, there's a little bit of smoke that he might lose his job because they are under 500. I don't know if the Bulls will retain him or not. So from what I am hearing, John, he would have some interest. The thing is he's going to finish out the season, and the Kentucky would have to wait for almost a week.
Like a week, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then if here's the other kicker about all this. Say he does win the play-in game. Say he gets actually to the playoffs. Now you're going to be waiting another week.
Oh yeah.
Or two. And I don't think Kentucky can do that.
But I think they possibly could wait that week if he loses. You know what I mean? Like if he gets knocked out on the 17th, maybe they could wait that 6 or 7 days. But I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. Because I'm not so sure that he gets retained with Chicago. He might, but there's some talk that he might not.
Hmm.
So, you know,
here's the thing that I really love about Billy Donovan. You know, he has the two championships. He built Florida from the ground up and literally changed their program and changed their culture. And he's had so much experience in the SEC. He's been under Pitino. He played under Pitino at Providence. So he's got a lot of the boxes that Mitch Barnhart wants him to check off. And I think this would be a great fit for Kentucky. Because I think he would energize the fans the fans need some positive right now. They need something positive to go their way because there's a lot of, you know, everything. There's so much happening right now. And Kent brings up a good point. The portal closes on May 1st. And you're going to have to figure out this but let's portal. Be honest, guys.
The portal closes. That's closing to enter. You can still pick up.
But here's the kicker with all this. Here's the kicker with all this, though. I know that it closes, but what if people commit before it actually does close? That's the question. Because there's a lot of these players that's already got teams lined up in their top three, and Kentucky can't just sit and wait on somebody for a week and figure out, well, you know what, we're going to try to – and especially a guy that has been out of the college ranks, since 2014? And you know, you're going to have to put a
– 14,
you're going to you're going to have to put a good group of assistants around him, put some guys around him that knows what they're doing, some NBA guys possibly.
People that's kind of in the game right now because he's been out so long, he's not in the recruiting. He's not going to be able to bring recruits with him.
No, because it's too far gone. He's going to have to work through the portal, basically. It's what it boils down to.
Right. So, you know, there's a negative with Donovan is that he don't have any connections to these players now at all because he's been gone for too long.
And somebody mentioned something in a space that I was in last night. I've been doing a space. I've been telling Brad there's a space on Twitter that has went over 300 people in the last 3 days. And they was talking about the whole Kentucky situation, Calipari, whatnot, and said, well, Billy's players ain't coming with him because they're in the NBA. Now, if this was college, it would be different, that you would have guys go with them. But you can't just grab a bunch of NBA guys and head back to college because that ain't the way it works.
I like Rondo, but again, the same thing. Rondo's not been in the game. He's not been in, recruiting. So you put them two together, and you still got to have somebody else because there's no connection there to any players. Mm-hmm. So, but
Jonathan, we'll get to that.
I love Rondo.
At this point, I don't know who it's going to be. I don't have nothing. It's quiet. There's just not a lot.
Yeah.
Now,
so we'll move on, and we're trying to kind of go through this chronologically. There you think. That's what I'm trying to say.
There you go.
And so now this afternoon we had Donovan, but then there's been some smoke about who's next, and I want to bring this up. So after the Donovan stuff come out, there was some people on Twitter and media that put out the word that Mark Pope might be a candidate. And I got to say this, okay? There's something I got to say about this because Kentucky fans, y'all have to do better. I mean, y'all are trashing candidates. Y'all trashed Drew. Y'all are trashing Mark Pope, who is a former Kentucky national champion, by the way. And I've got to say, like, it's got to stop. I mean, the thing that gets me is in the last 3 years, North Carolina hired one of their own that had never coached before. And Duke hired one of their own that had never coached before. And people are trashing Pope and saying, well, he don't even have any NCAA tournament wins. Well, two Blue Bloods in the last 3 years have hired people that had never even coached before that hurts. And it sickens me, actually, that our fan base is that trashy, to be quite honest with you. So if that's you, you need to shape up because that's crap. And on top of that, two Blue Bloods in the last 3 years has done exactly that and brought one of their guys in to form a family and a tradition and to go off of that. And they've actually done pretty good. North Carolina and Duke, North Carolina got to the final game.
I will say this on that regard. I was one of those guys. But I'll say this. I didn't trash him. I was getting angry with Mitch Barnhart. Because Mitch Barnhart.
3 hours before that, you were saying that you was praising Mitch Barnhart because he might be able to land Dan Hurley. And then
I agree with you. But here's the problem with Mark Pope and why I would be with Mitch Barnhart trying to make
Mark
this
Pope
move.
Mark Pope has a whole lot more experience than Hubert Davis or
I'm not saying that, but here's the problem that you're going to run into with Mark Pope. He's had zero tournament wins, NCAA tournament wins. He's not got the greatest resume on his stature. And
Hubert Davis and Shire had zero wins overall.
I get that. I get that, Brad. But here's the problem that you're going to have. North Carolina fans are nothing compared to Kentucky fans. Completely different animal.
I'm sorry. Kentucky fans need to chill the hell out and quit being trashy.
That's all I'll say. So.
– I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm telling you, North Carolina and Duke just done this and have proven that you can stay relevant, because they've been a hell of a lot more relevant than we have with Calipari and the number one recruiting class, by the way. I'm just saying.
And I'm going to add to this something leaked tonight that let me tell this one, because I feel like this needs to be kind of let out. Something leaked tonight on 24/7 Sports that I don't think meant to get out, but I think it did to troll the BBN and the fan base. On the article, because I thought it was a parody account at first, and then I went back and looked, and it actually wasn't. It was actually the 24/7 Sports. They had a check mark. It said, Kenny Payne, former Louisville coach, has emerged as a candidate for the University of Kentucky. And then I think it was like 5 minutes later, the post was deleted and you never saw it again.
I mean, I've seen jokes with it already. I mean, I've seen them 3 days ago.
Well, I'm just saying, somebody done that at that place to troll is what they've done. They've done that to pull a stinker and get the fan base in an uproar with what's all going on, you know? So,
Derek, I'm going to say this. Mark Pope currently is recruiting to a Mormon BYU place, okay? He's not recruiting to Kentucky.
No, it's a different.
It's a completely different animal. Completely.
Yeah, it's a different level, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, completely. It's not even
comparable. Yeah. John says, I love all the drama. I said, yeah, like, that was meant to happen. Like, somebody meant to do that and put that out there because they knew BBN was in an uproar, and they'd done that for pure silliness. It's what they done that for. And I think that's why they did it, just to get everybody stirred up, stirring the pot.
So. Okay. So I said my piece about the whole Mark Pope thing and the fan base, but we've been hearing some Bruce Pearl stuff in the last hour or two, or 2 or 3 hours. Let's see. What other names has been out there in the last, like, 2 or 3 hours besides Pope?
You'll never believe it. It feels like 1996 again, everybody. Rick Pitino.
Yeah. Yeah, Rick, you're right. Rick Pitino's been out there. Actually,
there's two journalists that wrote out there that he was definitely interested in the job. Now, I don't know where it's went beyond that because we had to get on the podcast, but I know that somebody said Rick Pitino had interest that if they called him, he would listen. And he says Sean Miller.
Sean Miller, you're right. I have seen Sean Miller, his name pop up. But now, guys, a lot of this, I don't even think a lot of this is, I'm talking about names that seem to have some real traction that they are actually looking at. I've seen Pope and Pearl.
Yeah, it's
some of these other names. I don't even think they are looking that way.
Well, Matt Jones, I don't know if everybody watches Matt Jones, but everybody don't like him. Some people do, whatever. But I don't watch him enough to know. So here's the thing that he posted tonight. He said that this was most likely going to happen, that they was going to get interviews. But he also said that they had two other interviews besides the Mark Pope. And wherever you go with that is your mind. But there's two other candidates that's been interviewed besides Mark Pope. And that's not Scott Drew and Dan Hurley. That's two other candidates.
No, yeah. After those. So
we can super guess all this stuff all we want. But I'm like Brad. We had talked about this before we come on the show. I think a lot of this stuff is a bunch of smokescreen stuff to get the eyes off of who the actual candidate actually is in the running. And
yeah, I do too. We talked about that before we come on air. I think some of it is some smokescreen stuff.
To get people to focus on other candidates. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you who my – I'm going to give you – who I would go to after Drew and Hurley And so Donovan is a very good option, and I think would rejuvenate the BBN, possibly be able to convince Reed Shepherd to stay. You know, so I think Donovan is a very good one, but I'm going to give you two other names that I believe would still be in my top tier. Okay. Jay Wright's out, so I'm not going to say that name, but I'm going to give you two other names I would at least make a call to and gauge whether or not they even have any interest of hearing an offer. And they may have done this, but I'm going to give you two names. Brad Stevens and Mark Few. I'm not saying you make offers, but you at least call them or call their agents, and you at least acquire if they would have any interest in this job.
Well, John Rothstein,
if John Rothstein interest in hearing an offer.
John Rothstein just reported Kentucky is closing in on hiring BYU's Mark Pope, per a source. And Kentucky fans are absolutely losing their absolute mind.
Kentucky's closing in on who?
Mark Pope. And,
listen,
and
Kentucky I'm gonna tell fans you guys right now, if this fan base doesn't shape up, if they do go that route, there is precedent with Duke and North Carolina that it works. I mean, I'm just telling you. I don't know that any of that is true. And listen, John Rothstein yesterday was wrong three times on Scott Drew. He posted and said stuff three times that was wrong yesterday. So I'm not real sure that he has any real inside sources that is telling him anything of any good information, just to be honest. Between yesterday and this morning, Rothstein was wrong three times on Scott Drew. I'm just throwing that out there. So I don't know that he knows what he's even talking about, to be honest. All right. So that was part of the latest news on the search. Is there anything else on the show while we're on here that, you know, that you want to bring up that any, you know, I do want to bring this up. So Trilly Donovan, I seen something after the Scott Drew stuff and the Dan Hurley stuff. I seen where he posted something. He said Kentucky needs to start interviewing the wives. And I thought that was kind of funny. John?
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard
you. He said that Kentucky needed to start interviewing the wives instead of the candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny this afternoon when Trilly posted that, because I think that was a determining factor for both of them. Was that the wives didn't want to move where they're from and everything else. So I thought that was kind of funny.
I'm actually getting a phone call. Let me log out and I'll come right back.
All right.
Give me just a sec.
All right. So John may be getting some update on some news. He's been following all this stuff real closely. So while he's away, I'll move on to a couple of other different things. I thought it was interesting the last couple of days, not talking about all this stuff. I thought it was kind of interesting the last couple of days that both Zach Edey and Caitlin Clark, both on the men's and the women's side of the sport in college basketball this year, repeated as the Wooden Award winners. And I'm not sure that, you know, that I know that that seldom happens, and I'm not sure that that's ever happened, where you had a two-time back-to-back, both sports, men's and women's, where you had repeat winners for the Wooden Award, Zach Edey and Caitlin Clark. And I thought that was pretty noteworthy, kind of cool to be awesome, you know, to talk about that it was awesome. I agree that's pretty awesome. I think that it's probably very few times, if any, that that has ever happened, especially when you're talking about, I mean, both sports. I mean, there's been repeat winners, of course, like on the men, and repeat winners on the women. Sports to do it back-to-back years, the same years, I thought that was pretty cool. And, of course, Purdue's Zach Edey and Iowa's Caitlin Clark are both very, very deserving of the awards. I think they probably even had better years this year than they did last year, overall, both of them. And both got to the championship game. Caitlin Clark was the first on men's or women's, was the first scoring leader to ever make it to the championship game, ever. So I thought that was pretty cool. Another thing on Caitlin Clark real quick. So Iowa has already announced that they are retiring Caitlin Clark's number 22. I thought that was a pretty cool gesture. 2 days, 3 days after the NCAA tournament is over with, they are already announcing that they are retiring her number 22. What that means is no one will ever wear her number 22 again for the Iowa Hawkeyes on the women's side. And, you know, they put her 22 on the court where she hit the shot to be the all-time leading scorer. And I'm sure they're going to do a lot more for Caitlin Clark. And I just thought it was pretty cool that they are retiring her number so quickly. Because usually that's something that happens in an honor that happens a little later. And, you know, like the next season, but they're going to go ahead and do it. And I thought that was pretty cool. Another thing on the women's side that I wanted to talk about a little bit is the Kentucky women's basketball team. So the last 2 days, Kenny Brooks has announced 2 new assistants to go on his team, and the first one was Coach Hicks, Lindsey Hicks. Coach Hicks has been with him for 4 years at Virginia Tech, helped guide Liz Kitley to All-American and the 3-time ACC Player of the Year, and going to be drafted possibly top 10 or better in the WNBA draft on the 15th this week coming up. So you can watch the WNBA draft April 15th. But Lindsey Hicks is going to be his top assistant and associate head coach for the Kentucky Wildcats women's team. And she works with the post players. And then Coach Rad, and I'm not even going to attempt her real name, okay? We're going to call her Coach Rad, R-A-D, and her name is a lot longer than that, and you can look it up, and I don't even know how to pronounce it. But Coach Rad is coming over with him from Virginia Tech and been with Kenny Brooks for 8 years, the entire time he was at Virginia Tech. Started as a grad assistant, and 2 years ago was bumped up to an assistant, and she comes over as an assistant and the recruiting coordinator for Kentucky. She is widely known as a star recruiter internationally, an elite international recruiter. And Georgia Moore is from Australia. Hassett, who committed to Kentucky since Kenny Brooks has been there, is from Australia. And they are after a couple of more that are international players. And Coach Rad is the guard specialist and works with the guards. She has helped Georgia and more over the last few years become all ACC and a third team All-American this year in 2024. And she is grad fifth year senior this coming year at the University of Kentucky, 19 points, almost 7 assists a game, and a third team All-American this year. So we're glad to have her. And the job that Kenny Brooks is doing is quite amazing. Now, everything's not roses. Since he, you know, since he had taken over, three girls have put in for the portal. Brooke Miles put in for the portal. Amia Jenkins put in for the portal. And, that might be what he was talking about. So CBS is reporting. Is this Matt Norlander? Because I'm on and I'm not on anything. So if it's Matt Norlander, he's the one that's been breaking all this stuff. CBS guy, Matt Norlander. He broke the Drew story and the real story and was right. Okay, if it's Matt Norlander, he's the one that's been breaking all this stuff. He was right on the Drew thing. He was right on the Dan Hurley thing. He's the one that broke the Dan Hurley, said no, 0% chance. He's the one that broke that this afternoon. And Matt Norlander has been all over it. So maybe. Maybe so. He's the one that's been all over it. I can tell you that. So Jonathan Johnson says, yes, Matt Norlander. So if that's true, I mean, I have to disagree with you. I had a whole rant about Mark Pope just a little bit ago, Josh. So Mark Pope is one of our own. He has experience as a coach that North Carolina and Duke, when they hired Blue Bloods, by the way, and have done better than Calipari has done the last 4 years, has more experience than Shire and Hubert Davis had for sure, because they had never even coached before. And I mean, I'm just telling you guys, he's one of our own. He can galvanize the alumni and the traditions, and he knows this place. He loves this place, and I don't have a problem with it. As a matter of fact, on this show, several months ago, I threw out the name Mark Pope. So I think that, you know, if he brings the right guys with him, I think it's time for Kentucky to be a family again. I think that's what's been wrong with us. I think it's time for us to be a family and to be a team again. I think that's where we have been going wrong. So, you know, that's my thing. I mean, if it's true, and like I said, I'm on the show, so I don't really know. But we do have some reports here and people saying that Mark Pope is the new coach. Norlander is the guy that had been reporting and doing very well with all the stuff. I mean, I think Hubert Davis, who had never coached before, Shire, who had never been a head coach before at Duke 3 years ago and 2 years ago, and they're blue bloods, and they went back to the basics and went back to tradition and went back to somebody who knows their tradition and knows their history and their family, and build a tradition and make it mean something again. I'm absolutely for that. So like I said, I don't know if it's true or not, but if it is, I'm definitely not going to sit here and trash one of our own. I'm just not going to. And matter of fact, it's time for Kentucky to get back on track and win and have a team and a family and a tradition. And it's way past time, if you ask me. So I do want to get to baseball. Kentucky baseball is in the top 10 this week. They are leading the SEC. And they are playing on TV as we speak and leading 6-4 against Auburn tonight. And I'm too far away. I can't see the inning. I think it might be seventh inning. And they are leading 6-4 at Auburn. They have a three-game series there starting tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and playing at Auburn. So good luck to the Batcats. Auburn is 2-10 in the SEC. It's a series that they need to win down in Auburn, though Auburn down there is a tough place to play. So they usually find a way to steal one or two. Hopefully it's no more than one. And I hope the Batcats go down there and possibly sweep again and at least get 2 out of 3 wins and win the series. So I wanted to bring that up real quick and talk about them. And then before I get off the show here tonight, I have a big, big surprise guest that's going to be with us on Sunday. And I am so looking forward to this. The greatest Kentucky women's basketball player in the history of 50 years of women's basketball is going to be with us right here on Sunday for College Sportscast Lady Cats Blast. We're going to have the Kentucky legend Valerie Steele on the show with us for the entirety of the show. We are going to have talk about Kentucky basketball and the buzz around it and the new coach Kenny Brooks and everything that's going on. We're going to talk about the women's game. We're going to talk about possibly the men's basketball stuff that's going on. And we are going to have a blast with the legend, the GOAT of Kentucky basketball, Valerie Steele, is going to be with us. Her brother, Art Steele, was on the 76-77 team, football team, played for the Kansas City Chiefs for like 10, 12 years, was a 4-time Pro Bowl. They are legends, both of them. And Valerie is still, to this day, in scoring and rebounds, men's or women's, at the University of Kentucky. She had a very long pro career. She went and played overseas because there was no pro ball for a while. She finished up her career here in the States in the WNBA, and she even coached in the WNBA early and has had a major, major career here in basketball and won championships overseas, won 2 championships here in the league before the WNBA. ABL, I think is what it was called. And we are so thrilled to have the legend Valerie Steele join us right here on College Sportscast on Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern. Join us and be right here, and we are going to have a special show for you and talk about the popularity of the women's game and everything else that is going on in the women's game. So I had to bring that to you guys and let you guys know. And I'm going to go back. I don't know if John's going to get back on with me or not. So I'm going to go back. So Jonathan says Matt Jones is reporting it now. Andy Roberts, all we've heard is we need someone who understands Kentucky. Now that we may do that, the same people are saying, no way. Let's see what he can do. Absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm telling you. I mean, Kentucky fans need to chill the hell out and join together. This is what Kentucky has needed, is to recognize its history and its lore, and its, I mean, I don't see, you know, I definitely don't see it as a negative. Now, they swung at the fence for a couple of, they also talked to Jay Wright as well. I know they went, at least talked to Billy Donovan. They went after three or four big name guys, and I don't have an issue with it. You bring in a guy like Derek Anderson, who Pope played with, who is a fantastic mind in the game of basketball. Just, if you're not following him, you need to. You bring him and Rondo in with Pope. And I mean, and let's build Kentucky basketball back to what it was. So that's where I'm at with this. And I hope the fans will get on board and bleed blue, because that's what I do, is I bleed blue. So absolutely, Derek Anderson would be a fantastic assistant to match with Derek Anderson, who played with Mark Pope and won a championship together in 1996 at Kentucky. I mean, it would be fantastic. Derek Anderson would be an instrumental, and you put him and Rondo and Pope together and maybe one or two more, I don't know, but I mean, you got to get a couple of more in there somewhere. But if I'm putting a staff together, that's who I'm putting together. You give me this national recruiters or something and put together a family and build our family around Kentucky basketball and our tradition around Kentucky basketball, and care about the players more than just sending them off, and try to keep them home and care about Kentucky basketball, because that's what world we're living in now. Everybody else is doing it. That's what North Carolina's done with Hubert Davis. That's what Duke's done with Shire. That's what everybody is doing now. It's a different landscape of basketball. Absolutely, Andy Roberts, 100%. And they're blue bloods, and it's working. It's been working a hell of a lot better than what Calipari's done here the last 3 years. I mean, he's brought the players in, but there is no results. North Carolina's been playing with Baycock for, I don't know, 27 years. Exactly. Family. It's what I'm talking about. I mean, RJ Davis and all them, I mean, they play with them. I mean, Filipowski, Do you think if Filipowski would have went to Kentucky, do you think he would have stayed, or do you think Cal would have pushed him out? Roach is a senior at Duke. Jeremy Roach is a senior at Duke this year. I mean, they're building family. They're building tradition. They're off of their tradition. And I don't have an issue with it at all. So I'm just going to let you guys know. I'm going to let you chew on that a little bit. If Mark Pope is the guy, congratulations, Mark Pope. I have loved you since the mid-90s. You have paid your dues. You have been a winner at BYU. You was in the top five or six in the best conference that nobody gave you any hope for this year. You're about fifth in the conference. Matter of fact, I think you're better than Kansas in the conference this year. And, you know, new conference, everybody thought you was going to be down at the bottom, and you wasn't. You had, if you watched BYU play, they shot a lot of threes. Mark Pope shot threes, but they still played down low, played tough, and let's give them a shot and see what happens. Mitch Barnhart, his job's going to be on the line here with this hire, and he knows that if that's what happens. So I will leave y'all with this and say goodnight, and I can't wait to see you guys on Sunday with the legend, the one and only, the GOAT of Kentucky women's basketball, Valerie Steele, right here on Blast. Y'all have a good night.